Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine.
Can you tell me about your organization?
We are DEYMER. We call ourselves DEYMER. It's a Turkish and Kurdish organization. It's a community center. We are also a women's committee. We got a women's committee there. And we have been doing a couple of activities like drama, music.
Hold on a moment. Okay.
Hi. Okay. I'm from DEYMER, the Turkish and Kurdish Community Center. There is a women's committee is part of the DEYMER. We have been doing various activities like music, folk dance, drama.
So why was you established? Why? What is your group about?
It's a Turkish and Kurdish women's organization.
Oh, okay, yeah. Turkish and Kurdish women's organization.
And our organization name is DEYMER.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you based in London?
We are in North London.
Okay.
Yeah, we got a place in Tottenham and Stoke-Newington.
Is there a lot of Kurdish and Turkish women in that area?
Yes.
Okay.
We are going to organizing 8th of March women's event tomorrow, and we are expecting nearly 300 women. We have been organizing every year.
Oh,
yeah.
Where's that going to be?
Tottenham, in North London Community House.
Okay. Yeah.
And
is there a high percentage of domestic violence in the Kurdish and Turkish community?
It's a taboo in our community because many women don't speak out very much. Yeah, there is, but we don't know the percentage. Because there's not enough statistics in belong to Turkish and Kurdish women. So, but there is, yes, there is a violence in our homes as well.
Do you think you can change people? I mean, it's quite hard to change like a whole culture, isn't it?
It's gonna take time, and I think it's not. We can't think that kind of changings without circumstances, like because there's the economic crisis and there's a cut, and it affects it. It affects all of the people, especially women. And the violence is getting higher because of this economic crisis, I think.
So you think because of the recession, because of cuts, it's getting affected?
Yeah, exactly. And I think as an organization, we don't divide these kind of things. And we have to fight against violence as well as cuts. In public sector and in everywhere.
So it's a bit of a struggle for you.
Yes, it's a struggle. And that's why our demand is, you know, unite against all kind of exploitation and fight for it.
Yeah, of course. So, what do you say to women in your area? Can they come along? What will happen if they come along to your organisation?
I mean, we have been providing advice service, cultural activities. And we have been doing lots of activities for children as well. And because many Turkish and Kurdish women don't work right now, a high percentage of unemployment is belong to our community.
Right.
And because of lack of languages, and also because there's not enough work, enough job, and also many women don't have any qualifications. So that's why we are calling people, calling women to get out of their house and do something, be part of the communities, you know, do something for themselves, but as well as for their future.
Did you do that for yourself?
Yes, of course. I'm very active. I'm radical active.
Okay.
Yes, I'm radical.
Was you ever a victim of domestic abuse?
No.
Right.
I haven't. But I can empathize with women, of course, because there are lots of domestic violence and killing and rape in Turkey. I don't know if you know about it or not. Yesterday it was 8th of March and three women killed by their husband or partner.
What, yesterday?
Yes, in Turkey. Uh-huh. So although I'm not victim, but I know what's going on.
I understand you. You have empathy.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for talking to me, and good luck.
Thank you, dear.